All right, we're at Winter Park with a man who needs no introduction around here. It's 84, Randy Moss, joining us. What's it like to be back?
Man, it feels good, man. Came up here thinking I was coming up here for some meetings and stuff, man, and got surprised with being inducted to the Ring of Honor, man. So it's definitely a humbling experience, but I'm blessed to be here.
I don't think anyone's surprised that you are going to be in the Ring of Honor, and maybe you aren't either, but you were surprised it happened today. So walk us through what was happening.
Well, you know, just been talking, some preliminary talks of coming up here. The Super Bowl's here. The stadium's new, so it's just something that the state of Minnesota, the Vikings, been wanting. The Wilfs family just being able to do a lot of things that this organization, that the fans, the players have been missing, is bring in camaraderie, bring in, you know, family-oriented atmosphere here. And what I mean by that, what they say they're going to do, they're going to do. They invite your families. They're going to bring the stadium. They're going to do all these things. They enhance the stadium. Enhance the facility. Now they're going to move to a bigger facility. So all the things that the Wilfs promised to the fans and to the players, they've done. And, hey, if you got an owner that's making promises and keeping his promises, man, coming out here between these white lines, man, I'd run through a brick wall for my owner.
That's awesome. And what's it like walking through the hallways? You run into Gigi, chef in the kitchen. You look at the team pictures in the hallway. Is that a lot of fun?
Man, just seeing old memories, man, because the one thing, you know, when you come into the league, you know, you hear a lot of veterans saying, hey, man, cherish this moment. It doesn't last forever. It doesn't last long. So, yeah, that's all said. That's all well. But when I look back and reflect back, man, looking at the pictures, looking at some of my teammates that have passed away, looking at some guys that have branched off into other different careers, man, it's like, wow. You know, and it's the word I use is wow. It's because you played in this game, you know, it's here, and now it's gone. So I played 14 years in this league, got drafted here to Minnesota Vikings. So all those people on that wall that played with me, being able to see some employees that still work here, man, it was a great day for me.
You have to break the team down after practice. Coach Zimmer handed you the keys for a little bit.
Oh, man, it was just great. I think it was Griffin, Boone.
Yeah.
I want to think it's Robinson.
Brian Robinson.
That's the only three that was here when I came back here, man. So I think a lot of guys, and one thing that I try to preach is the business aspect of the game, you know, because I was just here, you know, less than 5 years ago, and there's only three guys that I play here with. So players come and go. So, you know, to be able to come out here, Coach Zimmer, being able to have me here, you know, having, you know, Ahmad Rashad here, retiring both our numbers, going into the Ring of Honor in the same year. Man, I followed Ahmad Rashad. He's one of the guys that paved the way for us wide receivers throughout the league, us here in Minnesota to be able to play this game. So I'm always respectful and I'm always thankful for the guys that paved the way, and he's one of those guys.
One last question. Don't want to let you go without getting your Monday Night Football analyst cap on. This team in 2017, what are our chances?
Well, I think the sky's the limit for this team when you look at how they finished. And, well, first of all, let's start out how they started. I think that, you know, looking at me being an analyst, I think that the Vikings sort of stumbled coming out of the bye week. And being a player, being able to talk about the bye week, I know what I'm talking about. I know how the lactic acid builds up in a player's body. I know how your mind thinks. Once you get so many days off, man, it's hard for you to get refocused and to get back into the game of football. Zimmer's a great coach. But when you're sitting here trying to lead, you know, 53 men, 73 men, you know, down the right path coming off a bye week was hard for them. So I think they kind of stumbled during the bye week. But now they can definitely build from last year to this year, knowing whenever that bye week comes, you cannot make the same mistakes that you made last year. And then, you know, not knowing who the quarterback is going to be. I like Bradford. I'm still a big fan of Teddy Bridgewater's. But looking at the things that Bradford has done last year, now he has the weapons. You're getting everybody starting out fresh. So now he has to go with Rudolph. And just talking to Rudolph, man, he's a big presence in the middle. And the other guys out there, they got to compliment him. He doesn't have to compliment the outside. The guys on the outside, Treadwell, Diggs, those guys, Thielen, those guys have to compliment Rudolph. And I think if they're able to do that, get that running game fired up, defense, you tell me what the results is going to be for this season.
I think it's going to look pretty good.
All right,
then. Straight from 84, though. Sign off. Give Vikings fans a sign off from 84.
Vikings fans, this your boy Randy Moss, man. I'm glad that I'm going in the Ring of Honor, man. Good luck this season, man. Vikes! It's in my heart, baby. One love.